is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, June 10th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Our Friday 5, topic number 5 today, Ukrainian grain. Pressure building for an international agreement to move the grain that's about to be harvested, winter wheat, in Ukraine. Ukraine wants the foreign currency, but the rest of the world really needs Ukrainian grain. Ukraine produces about half the world's sunflower seeds, about 10% of the wheat, and up to a fifth, 20% of barley and rapeseed. Now, because this is in the middle of a war that's ongoing, there's a huge diplomatic effort that's being undertaken to get this moved, but it's also a huge logistical challenge. There's a lot of grain involved, and because of the quantities, the vast majority of it has been moved by sea. And, of course, the Black Sea is kind of a war zone right now. Turkey has authority over sea traffic entering and leaving the Black Sea, so President Erdogan is using that as leverage to enhance his standing on the world stage, trying to mediate between Ukraine and Russia to get the grain from Odessa to the rest of the world. But a plan mediated by Turkey has hit a snag trying to get the grain out of Ukrainian ports. The problem is, according to officials in Kyiv, it will take up to 6 months to clear the coast of Russian and Ukrainian mines. And by then, there are significant chunks of the Middle East and Africa that will be getting very, very hungry. And with that comes resultant social unrest. This is going to be a very interesting rest of the year. Topic number 4, Budin bounced. In 2019, San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Budin openly campaigned on a hard-left, soft-on-crime platform. His campaign was financed in part by George Soros. Well, he was elected San Francisco's chief prosecutor. But on Tuesday of this week, San Francisco voters kicked him out, having discovered that the reality of living under an ultra-liberal government sounds better than it actually is in practice. Now, unlike the recent recall vote for Governor Gavin Newsom, Budin didn't face any challengers. The ballot simply asked, quote, shall Chesa Budin be recalled, removed, from the office of district attorney? And more than 61.3% of the voters in San Francisco said yes! So now San Francisco's mayor, London Breed, has to appoint an interim district attorney until the election on November 8th, when a permanent replacement will be elected. Now, Budin was a public defender backed by billionaire George Soros. He came under fire for progressive criminal justice reform policies that have led to a sharp increase in drug overdose deaths, homelessness, thefts, smash and grab robberies, car burglaries, shoplifting, other property crimes, homicide rates, gun crimes also increasing under Budin's time in office. On his first day, second day on the job, that is, he fired 7 prosecutors. And by mid-December, the Epoch Times reported that more than 50 prosecutors, support, and victim services staff had either been fired or quit over Budin's progressive agenda. Again, being really progressive, liberal, open-minded sounds great, but we are learning now that, let's put it this way, liberals are learning that they really don't like living under their own policies. In a similar story, we're seeing that Seattle's aggressive defund the police movement has resulted in a sharp increase in crime there. More than 400 police officers have quit the force, leaving the department drastically understaffed. The Seattle Times reports crime is soaring with a 95% increase in shots fired year over year, a 171% increase in people being shot. The police department, so understaffed, it can't even investigate new sexual assault claims, and the violent crime rate, which had been steady for more than 30 years, suddenly jumped 20% from 2021 to 2022. Again, defund the police, and this is what happens. Topic number 3, a Muslim movie making news in the UK as a second cinema chain in the UK has joined Cineworld in pulling a film about Islam and the daughter of Muhammad. There are complaints from Muslims in England that this is a blasphemous film. So its creators have been accused of blasphemy for depicting Muhammad and his daughter Fatima. Now, most schools of Islam ban any depiction, any visual representation of Muhammad, as they think it's disrespectful to the spirit of their religion. But the film has been accused of inciting hatred between different sects of Islam. This is something that we in the West don't pay enough attention to. This film was created by Shia Muslims, who have a different understanding of who should lead the faith than Sunnis, who make up about 90% of Islam. So the majority of Muslims not very happy about this film because, according to critics, it is depicting a deliberately extremist Shia perspective of Islamic history. Shias and Sunnis dislike each other more than they dislike Jews, Christian, Hindus, and the rest of the world. Topic number two, rumors from the Vatican. There were rumors floating around in Rome that Pope Francis could resign. He's been dealing with some health issues lately. He's 85 years old, recently underwent colon surgery that's relegated him to a wheelchair in recent weeks. But this is also fueled by an announcement that Francis will visit the central Vatican city of L'Aquila, I hope I'm pronouncing that somewhat correctly, in August. This is for a feast that was begun by Pope Celestine V, who is one of the few popes to have stepped down. Now, of course, you know that Pope Francis became pope after the resignation of Benedict XVI, who retired 9 years ago. He was the first pope in 600 years to retire rather than dying in office. But Francis has been, again, dealing with a multitude of health issues in recent years. So his visit to L'Aquila for this feast is raising eyebrows. Benedict visited the tomb of Celestine V in 2009, about 4 years before he stepped down. Coming up, so how are those gasoline prices treating you? Well, guess what? It's by design. That's next on the Friday Five.
Deep in the earth, the dark god plots and waits as the day is coming when he will be released from his chains to loose literal hell on earth. This most terrible time in human history is known by the ancients as Old Saturn's Reign. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Saturn's Reign Prophecy Package. When you order Derek Gilbert's new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, and Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker's book, 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy from the Sky Watch TV store. You'll also receive Derek's mind-blowing 13-part video study guide for his new book, The Second Coming of Saturn on DVD, packed with paradigm-shifting revelation and a running time of over 4 hours. In his book, The Second Coming of Saturn, Derek speaks of a new age that began December 21st, 2020. Many experts pointed to the cosmic anomaly known as the Great Conjunction, a meeting in the sky of the planets Jupiter and Saturn, as the triggering event heralding a new golden age ruled by Saturn, the old god who once reigned over a world of peace and plenty. But it's a lie. In this groundbreaking book, you'll also discover why Lucifer is Saturn, not Satan. Evidence that Saturn was the leader of the rebellious sons of God. The identity of Apollyon, the angel of the bottomless pit. The connection between Mount Hermon and the Mount of Olives. Hidden Bible prophecies of God's final judgment on Saturn and the Watchers. Also included in this special offer, Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker's new book, 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy, where he details his upbringing as a young Jewish man confronted with the truth of Jesus the Messiah, and how he unknowingly stumbled upon the ancient and primordial prophecy that is connected to every major prophetic event in Scripture. In 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy, you will learn how God's very first prophecy impacts every chapter of Scripture, see the catastrophic consequences of Satan's plan to eliminate the Jews, recognize how Satan's insidious and pervasive agenda has invaded every sphere of influence. Be empowered by the Holy Spirit to play an important part in defeating Satan's diabolical agenda. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive The Second Coming of Saturn 13-Part Study Guide. In this exclusive DVD, author and researcher Derek Gilbert personally takes you through all 33 chapters of his new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, and provides a deep dive into his research, including complete chapter breakdown with ancient artifacts, maps, and other teaching devices. This tool provides hands-on access directly from the source. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So unearth the ancient prophecies of our Messiah and the rebellious dark gods as you discover the second coming of Saturn. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Saturn's Reign Prophecy Package, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, they're doing it on purpose. couple of months ago, and we talked about this earlier this week, a couple of months ago, there was little attention paid to an announcement that the Biden administration would raise the cap on ethanol blending into gasoline stocks. It's been limited at 10%. This was allegedly to alleviate the gasoline shortage. On the surface, that idea makes it kind of a simplistic sense. I mean, you add more ethanol, you stretch the gasoline in the blend farther, and that should increase supply, which would bring prices down. They also announced a couple of releases from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to increase the supply and, again, lower prices. Hasn't done much. As you know, we're every day announcing a new record high for gasoline prices across the United States. The problem here with this announcement that was, by the way, made a mandate last week, as we told you earlier this week, that this mandate now is going to require that ethanol be blended in at a rate of about 15%. The problem is, well, there are a number of problems, but mainly, first of all, there isn't enough ethanol to add that much into existing gasoline stocks. By the way, that those releases from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve all went to Europe, by the way, while prices here in the U.S. continue to go up. Now, the same fuel needed to produce nitrogen fertilizer, which is needed to grow the corn to make the ethanol, is part of the same supply shortage that we're trying to overcome. And the math doesn't add up because it takes more energy to produce the fertilizer to grow the corn, to convert it into ethanol, to blend into the gasoline, than it takes just to refine crude oil and deliver it by truck to your corner gasoline station. It's a losing proposition all the way along down the line. Now, if you think this is all due to just government ineptitude, that the people making these decisions are just stupid, then allow me to disabuse you of that notion. This is by design. This is by design. This is intentional. The people making these decisions know what they are doing, and they're doing it anyway, because the whole point is to make fuel unaffordable for the majority of us and force us into either green vehicles or to force us to stay home altogether. The point is to attempt to crush the middle class. And most of the people, my personal belief is this. I am not a coincidence theorist. You do not get to make decisions at the level that need to be made for things like this to happen in a country as big as the United States by being completely clueless, by being incompetent or inept. So the most logical answer for why is this happening is because it's by design. As another case in point, evidence of the disconnect between our leaders in Washington and us is they're not feeling this pain. Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan declared in the Senate Tuesday of this week that it doesn't matter how high gasoline prices are because she's got an electric vehicle. Quoting now, "On the issue of gas prices, after waiting for a long time to have enough chips in this country to finally get my electric vehicle, I got it and drove from Michigan to here, Washington, D.C., last weekend and went by every single gas station and it didn't matter how high it was," end quote. Well, good for you, Senator Stabenow. What about the rest of us who can't afford a $50,000 vehicle? They don't care. Doesn't affect them. In fact, that's not a bug in their plan for America's energy future. It's a feature. The point is to crush the middle class to make us dependent on government because they can't roll out this new global government until we're all dependent on complying with their dictates to get our monthly check. We've got interesting times ahead. It won't be easy. And we're going to have to find creative ways to go around the policies that are being laid out. I'm not advocating breaking the law. I'm just saying we need to have Christians developing an alternative economy because stuff like this is going to keep happening. Well, as we try to discern the times and see into the future what is coming, that's why Skywatch TV presents gatherings like our virtual conferences, the Defender conferences. The unveiling runs through mid-August, August 13th to be exact, and you can still take advantage of it. Watch on your schedule whenever it's convenient for you. Some wonderful presentations. Tom Horn basically breaking down the transhumanist movement and why it is an alternate religion that promises victory over death through science rather than by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15 makes it very clear that our future is eternal. The question is, do you want to be raised up at the last trump into an incorruptible body, or are you going to trust in science to do that for you? In addition to the 24 presentations from the likes of Tom, Pastor Carl Gallups, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, and others, you also get access to all five of SkyWatch Film's cutting-edge documentaries, including the two award winners from the Telly Awards ceremonies, Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here, which also takes a good hard look at the transhumanist movement, and Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, a film that's so disturbing and perhaps steps on some toes. The interview with Josh Peck about that documentary is what got SkyWatch TV kicked off YouTube. You get access to all five of SkyWatch Film's documentaries through August 13th when you sign up for the unveiling, the Defender Virtual Conference. You can do that. Find out more and sign up. Get instant access in full HD at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com, or scan the QR code that you see here on your screen. During the month of June, our special thank you, our gift to you for your support of any amount to support the work we do here and at Whispering Ponies Ranch, the camping season just getting underway, is the book Millennial Paradox, Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox by Allie Hinson. Kids are falling away from the church, falling away from Jesus Christ in record numbers. We're not doing something right because our kids and our grandkids are falling away. How do we deal with that? This book offers some answers, and we'll send you a copy for your donation of any amount during the month of June if you're in the U.S. or Canada. Find out more online and donate at skywatchtv.com/donate or call us at 844-750-4985. A couple of tours to talk about. Both of these places, these countries, not requiring the experimental gene serum to enter the country, Turkey. Sharon and I will be there with our special guest, best-selling author Doug Hershey, the founder of Ezra Adventures, author of Israel Rising. October 18th through November 3rd, we'll be there visiting the cities of the Churches of Revelation, a location that was sacred to the god of the underworld Pluto called the Plutonion, or we might call it the Gates of Hell. Just join us in Turkey this fall, and we will take you to the Gates of Hell, which will not prevail against the Church of Jesus Christ. We'll also see Abraham's hometown of Haran and the Archaeology Museum in Sanliurfa, which has got artifacts from Göbekli Tepe, Karahan Tepe, and some of these other sites in southeast Turkey that is just blowing the minds of archaeologists because it's literally rewriting history, and we believe the history of the pre-flood world. Find out more. The itinerary is online at skywatchinturkey.com. This will be a limited tour. We're trying to keep it to 24 or less. skywatchinturkey.com. The next spring will be in the Holy Land as we return to Israel from March 19th through 30th of 2023. Sharon and I, along with Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, and you, perhaps, as we travel from Nazareth and the Sea of Galilee in the north to Jerusalem to south, we'll visit Masada and sites in the Negev. And then the optional three-day extension takes us over to Jordan, where we'll see the famous Madaba map. We'll climb, well, the bus will take us up to Mount Nebo, and we'll see what Moses saw when he got his only look at the Promised Land, and we'll explain why that is not only historically significant, but spiritually and prophetically significant as well. There's a reason God called it this Mountain of the Avarim, which means travelers, a word used by Ezekiel as part of his prophecy of the war of Gog and Magog. The Canaanites knew who the travelers were, too. They were those are the spirits of the Rephaim, the mighty men who were of old. Find out more online at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week, we're talking to Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker. His brand new book, 3:15, The Genesis of All Prophecy. This is the mention in the book of Genesis, the prophecy of the war between the descendants of Adam and Eve and the spiritual followers of the serpent in the garden. Fascinating conversation. Joe Horn, Tom Horn, the SkyWatch investigative team, talking with Rabbi Walker about that. You can find our broadcast schedule posted online at skywatchtv.com/channels, but the control is in your hand. The schedule, up to you. when you add the SkyWatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. It is free, gets you all of our video content, not just the over-the-air broadcast, as does our free mobile app, which you can download right now for your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire, tablet, or phone. Gets you all of our video content, plus a calendar of our upcoming events and news updated three times a week, stories that you won't find in the corporate media. Take advantage of that. You'll find the link for the app stores for your device posted at skywatchtv.com. It's in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watching. Have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is the Friday Five from SkyWatch TV.